It's 11:14 here at 92.1 FM. It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
All right. Good Thursday morning. And Maynard loves that Tiny Tim, high-pitched sound that he has, Dwayne.
He does it well.
Yeah, we'll have to get him on the radio next week for that.
Next week he'll be on the radio. He can be our intro.
All right, welcome to the Garden Show for another week. Dwayne Hastad from Heather Floral and Greenhouse is with us. And you still busy, Dwayne?
Very, very busy. You said it right with the greenhouse and gardening. A lot of people putting in gardens. We got a little rain, so people got encouraged. And definitely tomatoes going in and a lot of seeds and cabbage, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, all the hill crops. So it's definitely garden time, definitely flower time.
Yeah, a lot of people working in their garden and planting. And I know my neighbor planted his tomato plants this week, and they're off and running.
Yeah, if you don't, you got to plant the sun sugar tomato plant. Those are little cherry or golden cherry tomatoes. Absolutely taste like candy, and they're good for you.
Once you eat one, you can't stop, huh?
There they go. And they produce like crazy. Okay. Probably don't need more than one.
What are they called again?
Sun sugar. They're a cherry tomato.
Okay. All right.
Do you have a garden?
No. No, we attempted many years ago.
Yeah. Well, some people, you know, have been trying and find out it's a lot of work.
Yep.
But it's well worth it. So.
That's right. All right, we're going to open up our phone lines like we do every Thursday. If you have a garden question for Dwayne or a lawn question, give us a call here at the radio station, and we'll relay it to Dwayne. The phone number is 320-598-7301. That's 320-598-7301. And looking forward to your garden questions this morning. So
we're going to have to get going because we have a number of questions already.
Yep.
We'll usually do the plant of the week, and we call the plant of the week is it's budding out right now. It buds out before it leaves out. It's called a Northern Minnesota strain redbud tree, and it has 5 buds in a row, and they're not red, but they're magenta colored, and they're absolutely cool. A really neat tree. If you don't have one of those and you need a smaller tree, Minnesota Northern Redbud is a great tree to have. It's really pretty.
Okay, yeah, that's our plant of the week, Northern Redbud. And do they stay the same color? I mean, do they stay all season long, or they lose their leaves early?
Kind of like us, Paul, you know, we have our moments.
Yeah.
Its moment is right now. When it stays cooler out like it has been, it'll last maybe two and a half weeks with that color, and then it has heart-shaped leaves, which are kind of cool too. So the plant that I showed, it's on Facebook now, I think you posted it.
Yep.
Is when my son Jordan, who's graduating this, not my son, my grandson, planted that when he was born. So that tree's 18 years old.
Wow. Okay, so that's in your backyard, huh? Or front yard?
Backyard.
Okay. All right, and our concern of the week, Dwayne, I sent Dwayne a picture last night of my neighbor's got some kind of, I don't know what, it worms or whatever in her bushes, and she wanted to know what it was, and I have no idea what it was, so I sent it to you. Why don't you explain that a little bit, Dwayne?
It looks like a tent. It's a webbing in your trees or in your bushes. I've had a number of these calls, and it has a caterpillar comes out, and they usually come out at night out of that web. They're kind of protected during that web, and it's hard to kill them when they're inside that web. It's called tent caterpillars, or some people call them bagworms. And if you don't have a lot of them, the best thing would be to cut that branch off, and I usually do a dance on it and smash it, or you can burn that, smash it up or spray it. If you don't want to cut the branch off, you should try to break that webbing up and then spray it with a fungicide. Not a fungicide, an insecticide. A good one is 7, or if you have fruit tree spray, would take care of that problem for you. But
okay.
If they're already started this early, and they'll defoliate your tree almost overnight, so you want to get rid of them.
Okay.
All right. 10 caterpillars is our concern of the week.
Yeah, that was a nasty looking, looks almost like a large cobweb, major cobweb type thing.
It is, so. And if you get that started, there'll be many, many of them in your trees, and they're hungry feeders. So the best time is to spray is actually late in the evening, because that's when they come out. If you spray 7, we'll kill it on contact, or it'll be there as a residual, and it'll kill them when they do come out.
Okay. All right, so that's our concern of the week. Yeah, should we start with our questions, Dwayne?
Yeah, we better.
Okay. Well, this first question actually deals with lilac bushes. I've heard from a number of people about their lilacs this year. My lilac bushes have no flowers on them this year. Why? They're older, probably 40 years old, didn't trim them for many years. And same with the snowball bush. We talked about the snowball bush last week. Same with the snowball bush, and both are in sunlight. So what gives with the lilac bushes this year, Dwayne?
She said she hadn't pruned them for many years. Hopefully she didn't prune them this spring, because the lilacs and the viburnum, the snowball bush, flower on old wood, okay? So they had to form the flower bud last year to bloom this spring. And so if you prune them late fall or early spring, you cut off the buds, and that's probably not the situation. We had some different weather this winter. It was hot, cold. And when it gets hot, the buds kind of get activated, and then if it gets cold really quick, it can freeze the buds. I would say the buds probably froze this winter.
Wow, okay.
So you're going to prune it, you know, your lilacs, prune it right after they're done flowering or when they should have flowered. The viburnum, I don't see any of them flowering yet, so I would be patient with that yet. Okay. It might flower yet. If not, it's the same situation. Prune it after it should have flowered, and then you'll form the buds for next year and flower.
Okay.
If they're old and haven't had any attention, might not be a bad idea to give them some fertilizer, because they have to have the micronutrients and phosphorus to form a flower bud. They probably ran out of energy. At 40 years old, you probably need a new kick.
No. Okay.
Hey?
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard
even
from...
Even at 65, you need a new kick.
I've heard from a number of people about their lilac bushes this year. There's something wrong with them, so...
They're not flowering?
Yeah. They're...
The other thing that's happened the last couple of years with rhubarb and lilacs, they're getting powdery mildew or mildew on them. And if you see, if you look at the leaves and there's a white substance on there, it could be mildew. I haven't seen that yet this year, but that could have been attacking the last couple of years and weakened your tree. So fertilizing it will help that, and then maybe spraying with a fungicide would help keep that mildew off.
Okay. Yeah, we're getting some lawn questions in, but we're looking for a garden question. So if you have a garden question, give us a call here at 320-598-7301 with a garden question. All right, go ahead, Dwayne.
Well, I planted my garden this past weekend, so I got a lot of that in. People are planting that. Heather Floral and Garden Center. Yeah, we have all kinds of great seeds and unusual plants in the greenhouse. So if you're planting your vegetable garden or your flower garden, please stop in. Things look really good, and we've had a lot of compliments from people.
Okay. All right. This person pruned their spirea bush last fall to the ground, and this spring all the plants kind of look dead and doesn't look like it's coming back on a spirea bush.
Spireas, you know, like I said, if you get a lot of dead wood and stuff, you renovate it, you know, prune it all the way to the ground. I did that with my spireas and also my barberries that were quite big, and they're just starting to grow again. I fertilized them, and I actually watered them a little bit just to give them encouragement. So I would say patience and a little fertilizer would help.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Actually, we have spirea bushes in our front of our house, and they always look nice.
You remember Eleanor Lund?
Yep.
She moved into town, and she had 23 big, huge bridal wreath spireas around the house across from Faith Lutheran Church, and they were way overgrown, and I took the chainsaw, walked around the house, and cut all of them to the ground.
Okay.
Got to the front porch, and she was sitting on the chair crying.
Oh, gee.
So she thought I killed them all.
Right.
So I said, Eleanor, if they're not blooming by the end of June, this was in the fall, end of June, I'll buy her a steak dinner. If they are, you have to buy me a steak dinner.
Okay.
She bought me a steak dinner.
All right. Well, the phone's ringing, Dwayne, here.
Let's go.
Yeah. This question concerns rhubarb. When rhubarb is going to seed, how far down should you break it off?
You can break it off right above the ground.
You know, right on the ground, huh?
Yep. And if it is going to seed, I'd break that seed stalk off because that's just wasted energy. Mm. Okay? And then you just snap it close to the ground, not right at the ground, but you just snap it at the ground and then you can use that stalk.
Okay. I love rhubarb. How about you?
I do too. Rhubarb pie is pretty good. Rhubarb strawberry pie. Rhubarb crisp.
Rhubarb awesome. Crisp. Okay.
Have you had rhubarb crisp?
Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, mine too.
All right. Hydrangeas. When is the best...
Hydrangea?
Hydrangeas, yeah.
Yep.
When is the best time to trim them?
Not now. Well, again, most hydrangeas bloom on new growth. Okay, if you didn't prune them so far, you probably have old stalks of them all over. Prune the old stalks out of there and leave the new growth because they're growing like crazy right now. You can prune them. It's going to not flower as it would if you didn't prune it because hydrangeas mainly flower on new growth. And so if you're going to prune them now, you're going to cut off some of that flowers. But I mean, you can prune them, but you're just not going to have as many flowers.
Okay. All right. Talk about planting. Oh, here's another question. Perennial bed is full of June bugs. Is this bad? If so, how do I get rid of them?
You know, if you got full of June bugs, what's happening is all those grub worms that we had in our soil last fall are pupating out of and forming the June bugs. You're going to see a lot of June bugs this year. And if you've seen all the news reports, all the katydids.
Yep.
Or cicadas.
Yep.
You're going to see a lot of those bugs this year because it's their right cycle, and we had tons of grub worms last year, so they're going to, it's about time. They usually start beginning of June, and we've had some warm weather, so yeah, it's not good. They have to eat on something, so if you want to spray with an insecticide, it'll take care of that. And the June bugs will lay eggs back into your soil, and they'll start the grub worm cycle all over again, so you do want to get rid of them.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's about the end of our questions, Dwayne. I know you've been... What do you got in your garden this year, Dwayne?
Oh, the first thing that I planted, I like carrots. I planted carrots, and I like... one of my favorite things is honey nut butternut squash. I planted that. Planted some tomatoes. I planted that sun sugar, and then some bigger tomatoes, brandywine, celebrity tomatoes.
Okay.
Well, I like peas. I guess the first thing I did plant was peas.
Yeah, I think you say that about every year. Your favorites are peas.
I like peas. A lot of people don't, but I do.
All right. Well, time snuck up on us here, Dwayne. What do you have going on at Heather?
Well, the greenhouse. We just got done planting the main street of Dawson, the boulevards. We changed the colors up this year. That's been busy. Been selling lots of vegetables, lots of flowers, so... Main thing has been the greenhouse type plants.
Okay.
And if you want to bring in your containers for Memorial Day, a lot of people plant Memorial Day flowers. We sure can help plant those up or come and see what we do have as different types of planters. So.
Okay. All right. Well, good, Dwayne. Nice visiting with you again on the Garden Show.
Everybody have a good week at gardening and have a great week.
All right. Dwayne Hasted with Heather Floral and Greenhouse. And that's another garden show here on Q92.